Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio.
I would consider it a great honor if you would make loud donkey sounds, then pretend to vomit at my feet.
Okay, this will go well.
I want all divers, I want to go down.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if you're white, black, or brown, we're going down.
No, honey, if you can swing that one.
Down, 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 we're going down.
More power to you.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee hee.
You know that you want to. You know that you need to. You need to join me for a dive romance.
I'll make a note of it.
I'll be your buddy, maybe more than just friend. You and me can have a dive romance.
What the hell did your mother do to you?
I'll be your buddy, maybe more than just friends. You and me can have a dive romance.
Shut up.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, we can have a dive romance. Oh, whoa. Scuba Radio, it's Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, it's Scuba Radio.
Well, you've got to listen to something when you're down there.
Yeah, okay, and we apologize for that, but we're in international waters here in Bimini. I am Greg the Dive Master along with the Dive God, and Captain Slate is getting ready to hop on board. Actually, is that his old boat?
That's his old. He is going diving on his old boat.
And he's showing pictures of him feeding fish with his face to the crew right now, so they have an idea of what they're getting themselves into. You're just like greasing the wheel for the crew here at Neil Watson Scuba Adventures there.
I'm just trying to show them the crazy stuff we do in the Keys with the eels and the moor and the barracudas and the sharks.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Is he nuts or what?
He is.
He's part of the family.
Yes,
exactly. He'll fit in well.
Well, they'll do me over here with the sharks. They've got the real ones, the hammerheads.
The hammerheads.
That's right.
Yeah, but you're diving on your old boat.
Yeah, how about that? Right there.
Yeah, so he had sold one of his boats from Key Largo to Neil Jr.
Captain on that, Captain.
I had it 33 years, so quite a few.
Yep, but it's still kicking. It looks pretty good, though, doesn't it? It's floating. That's what matters most.
Can't kill a burpee. I remember yours got blown on the beach over, and they towed it back in the water and ran a trip that day.
Yeah.
Well, are the nerves coming now that you know that you're about to jump in the water with these big hammerhead sharks? Or you don't give a crap.
I've got to dive with them before, but not like they do here when they play with them and feed them. It'd be nice to get up close to them.
Well, you're going
to
be up close. They're going to take them right over your head like a jet fighter cruising over your noggin there.
Well, I kind of trust animals for the last 50 years I've been feeding them.
Right.
Even when I fed them my hand.
Yeah, well, there's that. And hopefully they haven't alerted their buddies here in the Bahamas. Like, hey, he doesn't use them anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Get those other three fingers.
Yeah, no, I think you'll be fine. Yeah, what do you think, Brittany? We're going to see him off. Yeah, are you tempted to jump in there with him too, or what?
No, you know, I've done this dive so many times, and I love this dive. Every single time I do it, it's one of the best dives I think I've ever done in my life, which I've had a lot of them, but this particular time, now, you know, I've had a couple of drinks and I'm just going, oh, I got FOMO because I want to dive with old Captain Slate.
Yeah, but you've been drinking, so you can't dive.
I know, but I have FOMO, man, because I want to get underwater with Captain Slate.
Yeah. What do you think, Neil? Are you getting a little, you feel that way too? Like, you know, the weather looks pretty good. It's 80 at least in the Bimini.
80 That's about 80-80-78, but that's close.
That's close enough.
I make the exception for the hammerhead.
Well, exactly. Right, right.
It's that bottom temp that causes the shrinkage, Greg.
Oh, you act like you speak from experience there, Brittany.
I wouldn't know. Maybe I saw it with my own two eyes.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we got plenty to spare is what you're saying, Neil. We'll go with that, right?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have a cutoff on ocean temp for you, Captain Slade? I mean, you like the warm water diving, but do you care how cold it gets for you? Are you a warm water wuss like me and Neil,
warm,
or what?
I'm totally a warm water wuss. I'm wearing a 3 mil now, and that gets me through the winter. I mean, it only gets to, what, 75? Mostly here in the Keys and
right.
in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's all we get.
So but that's what they're saying is 78 today?
Yep.
Okay, that's not bad. That's refreshing.
Oh, that's so close. Yeah.
You can sell your brain on that for a 30-minute, 45-minute dive easy. Yeah.
Like, listen, when you see them hammers, you forget about the water temperature.
Yeah, and you make it much warmer around you.
You sure do.
Yeah, depending on how close they get. Yeah, is Neil Jr. going to actually be on the boat? I see him working the crew right now, working gear. Or he just lets
checking,
the...
Man, he's getting balls in the air, man, juggling boats.
And he might even have some dive gear, too. I'll be here all week. Thank you. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar.
We got Slate mixed with his special.
Yeah. What is that all about? So you've been doing this for so many years. You've been bent a few times. It just goes with the territory of the crazy stuff you've done amongst, feeding fish with your face. You've had a few episodes in the chamber, but it hasn't kept you from diving all these years. But you've been a special test case for different nitrox mixes or something, or
Dick
what?
Dick Rakowski, who is the father of nitrox, started it in 1980. I was his first student.
Test subject,
and he has used me ever since as a bad example of how to dive.
Right.
Slate has like Starbucks and car washes where you get 10
he gets punched every time at the chamber.
And a free chamber trip.
There you go.
He's going through a couple of cards.
Yeah, he was telling us a story last night at the bar where he's like, when he's feeling a little wiggy after a dive, you call up your buddy like, hey, you got any openings? Oh, yeah, come on in. And they have the door open with like two other people getting like medical treatments because they'll use a chamber for that. But, hey, we got that crazy diver coming in again. Hold the door, right?
Never have to fill out paperwork. I flew in from diving deep out in the Gulf on our boat in the Gulf of Mexico. And as soon as the plane took off, I got a buzz, of course. And so when we landed in Miami, I called Mark Heiser at Mercy Hospital. I said, Mark, you got one going today? He goes, what happened? I told him. He says, yeah, I'll hold the door for you. I got two other guys in here. Come on.
Yeah.
So I just drove over. He goes, just come straight to the chamber. You don't have to fill out any paperwork. We've already got it.
Right. But you dive a special cocktail mix in your tank because of all this history. So the moral of this story is if you come and see Captain Slade in the Florida Keys, do not ever go to him as if you run out of gas, because you know telling what you're going to be breathing if you went to him, and you might turn into Captain Slate, and that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I guess it depends on your perspective.
Thing, yeah.
You're fun to watch, but I wouldn't want to breathe your air or do all the crazy crap you do. Just watch it from a distance,
Say not as I do. No, that's right.
You have to keep a 10-foot radius with any matches around Slate Stack.
Yes, that's yeah, no matches that, and that may be a below and above water for all I know. I don't know, because you can be somewhat gassy sometimes.
Yes, I am pretty gassy. In fact, I think we got in trouble on this show for it.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, have you alerted the Bemanites of your dive recall system? Have you explained that to the crew yet?
I surprised them on the boat. I brought my water bottle.
Okay, all right. He's going to gas up and let it rip at some point. They're going to go, what the hell? Yeah. You know, it's a chupacabra or Chick Chorney or something.
Chick Chorney.
Who knows? But he has a... He can let a good belch out with the best of them, that Captain Slate. Hey, you got one worked up right now? You can go or no? Yeah, see? That was just spur of the moment.
Spontaneous.
And I only did that because I'm upwind. Smack into Carl, Neil's dentist. And so he'll get a little taste of breakfast conch or something that we had earlier. So, yeah, what an honor to be able to hang with you guys. This is just what life's all about, coming to the Bahamas and diving with your buddies and just sharing some fish tales with friends. It just doesn't get much better.
I see the weather reports all over the country. And look at out here at that flat seas.
Yep. Right.
And this.
Everybody not here, suck it.
Woo!
Suck it, losers, big time, because we are living the life. But we've been Honored to have you along, and it's nice to have these two as my friends. Neil Watson, Captain Slate, Walt DeMartini, Gomez, Julio, Brittany, the whole crew. We're just having a big old time. But what a show it's been. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, guys?
Down where it's better.
Safe diving, everyone.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.